Acute sinusitis is inflammation for whatever cause, infectious, traumatic, allergy, or others, of the paranasal sinuses located alongside the nose. These structures are located within the bone surrounding the nose and have been developing since born till early adulthood when the final configuration is seized. Acute sinusitis is only a term used for the time. Normally, it means that this inflammation has been happening less than 12 weeks. Most of the acute sinusitis are caused by harmful microorganisms which can be either bacteria, virus, or fungi. Sinusitis is estimated to affect nearly 10% of the United States population, and 98% of those cases are expected to be caused by viruses. However, the representative 2% remaining accountable mostly for harmful bacteria requires antibiotic treatment for avoiding converting this acute infection in a complex chronic condition. The real problem with acute sinusitis is that there is not a specific symptom or exam that would account for an expedite diagnostic. Still, on these days of significant technological advancements, this diagnostic relies on complex clinical understandings on the behavior of the disease with empiric treatment. Early treatment given without knowing precisely what germ is implicated in the infection but covering the ones that usually happen the most. Therefore, intending to help people that maybe are displaying symptoms but ignoring them because they are not bad enough, or people that are having symptoms but have not gone yet to a physician for a clinical assessment. I developed this acute sinusitis symptoms checker for helping you determine how likely it is that you have this condition, and if it merits antibiotic treatment. This disease manages to cause a wide array of complications throughout the body. Even though most of the infections are uncomplicated sinusitis, its classification is either locally, orbital, intracranial, and systemic complications. These complications arise from bacterial infections without treatment, and inadequately, or just partial treatment. This lack of effective treatment may lead to chronic sinusitis and brain infections. Local complications mean that they are within the sinus. One of them is mucosalies, which can eat away the bone where it's located, and osteomyelitis, which is a dangerous bone infection. Orbital complications are by far the most common for bacterial rhinosinusitis. The orbit is the place where the eye rests in the body, and both of them very close to the ethmoid and frontal sinuses. So when the infection is in those locations, it could affect orbital tissues. Indeed, it can thoroughly affect the eye, with the patient experiencing fever, loss of sight, pain, and ultimately represent a life-threatening situation. Intracranial complications are brain infections that comprise massive collections of pus within the brain. Moreover, the systemic complications include the ones outside the skull. It can cause pneumonia and organ failure. So sinusitis has a very close relationship with death if it doesn't receive treatment. Symptoms.care developed this tool, an acute sinusitis symptoms checker, that would help anyone determine the odds of having acute sinusitis. It is free and would only take a few minutes. Originally published at https://symptoms.care on April 10, 2020.